Now, my brothers and sisters, there's a shifting in the spirit realm. And some fields going to have to be plowed crossways. When the word of God is not divided properly, there's a misidentity that one should have, they cannot carry, because it is not clear to heaven that they understand who they are. And so here we are in this revival, and we name it the Lord, apostolic preaching of the cross, apostolic preaching of the cross, revival. Now, I never heard that before. I heard when he told me that. But he was telling me that it must be preached, unfold like it really is. And a lot of things, you see, displays grace bring on disgrace. And to a certain degree, grace have been displaced, not being at the foot of the cross, and a disrespect for the cross had been given. Because you see, in the cross, a Christian know they got to deny themselves. In grace, you don't know that. See, with the cross, as a believer, you know you have to take up your cross daily and follow after him. So, without that understanding and revelation, the covenant is not intact. Yeah. Yes, sir. God has done his part. Yeah. But there's a sweet word that I studied in one of my studies this week called choice. Yeah. If you didn't have choice, you'd be dead. Yeah. You ain't got no life. Yeah. Yes, sir. But you can decide, I'm not going with you. You can make decisions that can make you closer to God. Yes, and so I will take my time tonight and let the Holy Spirit have free course. Yes, be seated. Get your Bible. Be blessed. I want to repeat some things because it's so important where I have to go tonight. Paul going to deal with Peter. And Peter is a veteran, but Paul have had revelation privately with God. And it's about this cross, because if you don't understand the cross, all you're going to live is a circumcised life, just trying to be different. Are you following me? And then if you don't understand the cross, you're going to live an organizational life. With different organizations say, we the one. Yes. And so to live the real life of the cross, the Lord wanted to help us this week to come to understanding of some things. A revival is designed to bring a refreshing. You remember I told you that? Yes. And renewal to reverse condition. Yes. It's very important that you catch that. You know, I may have to say that every night, you see, because some conditions need to be reversed in the body of Christ. And as I speak, I hear the Spirit of God say, we've got to stop rehearsing things. We're going over the same thing, and the Lord don't have a chance to give us something fresh. The Lord, he's multifaceted. And the reason he is because he's unlimited. So you don't know quite how he's going to handle a situation. His mother said, whatsoever you say till you do it. You remember that? Yeah, it's so important that you be in that gear. There's a place called neutral. You let him do the shifting. So it's a lot of things the body of Christ have gone through that don't need to go through. And we're going to try to pull you some places this week. When the word is rightly divided, when the cross is rightly understood, it will render the enemy helpless in your life. I heard four people. You don't know how powerful that is, man. That doesn't mean he's not going to attack. Doesn't mean he's not going to try to jack you up. But you knowing what to do and knowing how to tap into the real power, the real wisdom, and the real grace. All right. Then I told you, and I want to remind you, to rescue you from any fallen position that has come in your life. Listen to me. Now listen to me. To rescue you. See, when you rightly divide the word will rightly divide your life. All right? All right. So to rescue you. We talk about the former and the latter rain coming together. The cross is designed to release grace, power, wisdom, sanctification, redemption. That's what the cross is designed to release. Those things that the law could not release. And those things that grace can't provide. Now, I know they got mixed up reading Galatians. They got mixed up and called it the gospel of grace. But it cannot be called a gospel of grace when the Lord says the preaching of the cross. So it, before it could be any kind of grace, it got to be the cross. Jesus didn't die on the grace. He died on the cross to produce the grace. Now, I understand grace is powerful, but if you're holding on to something and you think you got a rope and you got a wet piece of paper, you're going to be in trouble. Because once that water soaks in there and you pull that paper coming loose. And so we want to catch this thing properly, all right? Our text is going to be found tonight in Galatians. Chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. Receiving the apostolic anointing of living a crucified life. You have to understand the cross properly. It's part two of that. You have to understand the cross properly to live a crucified life. A crucified life includes the resurrection. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. It includes the seated position. Yes. Yes. It includes abundant life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you got to know how to live it. Now, I read the first verse to you, Galatians 1:1, to get you to understand why Paul was able to call Peter on the carpet. Age does not have nothing to do with it. Revelation is older than age. And so somebody got to call somebody on the carpet in the body of Christ if we're going to get where we're going. Are you following me? Now, notice here, Paul talks about let me show you this. In verse, go to the first chapter and the 18th verse. Then after 3 years. I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and bore with him 15 days. Wow. All right. I don't know what they talk about. They didn't say But then in the second chapter, the first verse, then 14 years after, I went again to Jerusalem. So Paul had been out spending some time privately with God. God called him out and ministered to him. And was building him for his ministry of apostleship. Now, in the 11th verse of the second chapter, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? For before that Satan came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself. And I hear I got this underlined because there's too many scary folks in the pulpit. Fearing them which were of the circumcision. Now, there's a lot of things the body of Christ is afraid of, and they shouldn't be. When you properly in alignment with the revelation of the cross, there's absolutely nothing can bring fear to you. When you recognize that anointing, when you recognize the availability of God and how God gave his master key, which is Jesus, to you, to unlock any spiritual transaction you need. And so therefore things may come, things may go. But as long as you know who you are in Christ and know he'll never let you down. See, but if you get on that little gray spaceship without the cross, live any kind of way, and then pray and expect an answer. No, holiness is in this. Sanctification is in this. Living right is in this. Amen. Yeah, all that's in there. All right, now notice, when you got weak leaders, misinformed leaders, the people get weak. And the other Jews, verse 13. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas, wow, also was carried away with this. Look what he called it. Look what he called it there. What? Dissimulation. Disconnected. So it's a certain truth that had to come out this week that will boldly and properly connect you with the cross like never before. You see, let me see if I get you to understand this. If Ephesians 4:11 wrong, Ephesians 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 gonna be wrong. Look at it. See, if Ephesians 4:11 is wrong, if it's not in divine order, you'll never get to Ephesians 4:12, 13, 14, 15, 16, wherever joint supply. You see what I'm saying? That's where we're divided, and Jesus said, "How divided should not stand." Satan's trick is for us not to know the power of the cross is the most powerful power that is. So he'll try to give us something that we agree with. And so he try to give us the law, he try to give us grace, but the cross take care of both of them. It almost living by the letter without the spirit. There's no real spiritual life without a full understanding of this Holy Week. We'll be celebrating here. I mean, this is it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You see, they have the five-fold ministry gift or grace gift. Then 11th verse. You see him? That's the right one?
Yep.
Now, there's divine order there.
Yes, sir.
Right. There's governmental power ranks there.
Yes, sir.
And if the rank's not in place, something going to rattle.
Right. Yes, sir.
Something going to get out of sync.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to miss something.
Right. Right. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we have to pick divine order up in the pulpit first.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll have order in the pew.
Yes, sir.
The proper power has to be developed here first. I don't know how the Army and the Navy and the Marine get this thing straight, and the church can't. I mean, you don't go to the Army dressed any kind of way. Yeah, I can see that man. Come here, son. Wear your uniform. Well, I thought we'd just come like that. No, son, come here. See, it's a part of training. We're part of training. Can you follow orders? If you can't follow this order, I know you can't when a spiritual thing start taking place. You ducking now. So, I'm working with something. Oh, yeah, I'm working with something. Oh, the Holy Ghost going to hit you. He coming. Because he want this known. He want this revival to break out. Healing. Help. Well, prosperity, abundant, all in what I'm preaching. See, Christ paid for it all on the cross. If you misunderstand the cross, you can make all the confession you want. If your faith is not in the right place, your faith can't be in things. Your faith got to be in Christ hanging on the cross. That make everything else work. When he talks about the spirit of faith, in 2 Corinthians 4:13. And he talks about building on your most holy faith in the book of Jude. Both of them connects to the cross. Oh, you just been working with regular faith. See, it puts you in a dimension and gets you out of your dilemmas. Hallelujah. So as we come to let Paul teach us how valuable is the cross, but the cross is not valuable to you until you learn how to live the crucified life. What kind of life I said? Now the value of the crucified life is the crucified life is bringing in the resurrected life. It's bringing in a glorious life. You see, you don't have to die on the cross. You just got to die to yourself. All right. Go back to Galatians now. Go back to Galatians. I got to get this out here. And verse 13, other Jews disassembled. Likewise with him, inasmuch that Barnabas also was carried away with this dissimulation. Now notice verse 14, what Paul said. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, I ain't calling them off in a room by itself. I'm not scared of them because God called me. Yeah, see, really what Paul's saying is, I don't have to answer to no organization. I'm already organized. I said to Peter and them, and before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles and not as do the Jew, why compellest thou the Gentile to live as do the Jew? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the work of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Amen. Now he's talking cross in that statement. He's kind of talking about the cross because Christ manifested his assignment on the cross. It was a completion. You see, That's what he came for, to die. I mean, that's Genesis 3:15.
Yes, sir.
That's where it started, at Genesis 3:15.
Yes,
heel and head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Heel and head. Now, so Paul correcting him. So now, I hope you're listening. Now you will recognize where Galatians 2:20 came from.
Yes, sir.
Galatians 2:20 came from that correction by revelation of how this thing should really go. It is Paul clarifying why we can't disassemble, why we cannot remain the same at all times. It's because we're not crucified. And the world not crucified us. You see, Paul was a cross addict. He was obsessed with the cross.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Therefore, he couldn't live an average life.
Yeah.
You're a Christian. You shouldn't live an average life.
Yes, sir.
You should have a sign and wonder life.
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't be in prayer meeting all the time. Sometimes you ought to be walking around. Because the prayer has been answered.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes,
listen to me. That's a better life. I know you think you're powerful, but you better hear me here tonight. There are places God won't take you never been before. But you have to have the insight that it is the crucified life. Not talking about the crucifixion. Almost said, and I'm going to say it. You just got to let him kill you. Yield to the plan and purpose of God. Are you hearing me? See, you got to get to the point that the preaching of the cross is not foolishness to you, but it's wisdom and it's the power of God. Paul's secret as an apostle, a chief apostle, he talked about his weakness and stuff. He wouldn't deserve to be an apostle, but he told us his secret, that he said, I am what I am because of the grace of God. See, that's the cross. All right, stay with me a minute.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now turn with me. That correction was made. And let's go to Galatians 2:20. Let's look at it, because we need to look at that to clarify this. I am, Paul said, I am. After, you know, talking to Peter, now you're going to give him his revelation. I need to give y'all a revelation, he said. Because if you really understand the cross, you're crucified. And you're not going to turn to nothing else. Because you know that the cross is God's final move. He don't have nothing else to give you. His son Christ on the cross settled everything. Every prayer you pray, every scripture you read, is settled. Suppose you believe that. Leave here believing that now.
Yes,
everything that I'm dealing with,
yes,
that is not to my favor,
yes,
already selling.
Yes. Come on with it.
We got to stop running behind the truck. We own the truck.
Yes.
Drive the doggone truck. Stop trying to run and catch a ride. Drive the doggone truck. It's yours.
It's mine.
I have it now. See? I'll show you something in a little while. Just don't tear the church up. I'm going to show you something in a little while. We've got to have service tomorrow night. And I don't believe we can get it straight fast enough, so we don't tear it up. I'll show it to you in a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So here, you may be seated. Paul testifies of his connection with the cross. His connection with the cross. His connection. Are you connected properly? Why are you praying about that thing six times if you connected properly? You're supposed to pray in the next prayer, thank you. See, you have the settlement of 1 John 5:14-15 when you're properly connected to the cross. You sell it. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, make a demand upon what is right for yours, and I'll see to it that you get it. If you sell it, you see, when you sell it with the cross, you can't sell it with the scripture without selling it with the cross. It's the cross that made the letter anointed. Because if it wasn't for the cross, the Holy Ghost couldn't come. And the Holy Ghost will tell you right now, I ain't backing nothing up without the cross. I don't care how many scriptures you got. I'm not backing it up. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Then he said, nevertheless, I live. Yet, good God Almighty, talking in riddles here, right? But Christ living in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh. Now, watch what he said. I live by the faith of the Son of God. What about the faith of the Son of God? My faith is in the cross, what he did. Why? Why? Well, look what he said in there. What that is. Now, his problem. He said something in the next verse, the first statement. I will not frustrate the grace of God. In this generation, many men and women have frustrated the grace of God trying to preach a grace gospel without the cross. See, the grace gospel, you don't have to deny yourself. Grace is going to take care of it. But you really don't have no power, because when the enemy get ready, he'll take you out. All right. Listen to this statement. Listen to this statement. Without the cross, grace is bloodless.
That's correct. Yes. Right. Yes, sir.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
Right. Real grace got blood in it.
Blood. Right. Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes.
Now listen to me now, because I know we're students, many students in here. And that's why we don't have no mess in our meeting, because the mess know we'll cut his head off. But whether you know it or not, you're growing. Right here, right now. And whether you know it, there's a revival going on in the inside of you, that your life is about to be revived like never before. You're about to come alive in areas that it seemed like you never could get to, because the Lord is talking to you tonight. You will live at a different facet. Your anointing will be stronger. But all it is, it's not that you haven't been taught well, but this is the apostolic grace. This taking it to another level.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that? We all understand. My sons and daughters understand that. We all working together.
Yes, sir.
Some of them probably going to be apostles.
Yes, sir.
In the days to come. What?
Yes, sir.
We can't frustrate the grace of God. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now go with me. Sit down a minute. Go with me. Give me a few more minutes. Hallelujah. That's something I want to show you. Well, let me tell you one or two things here. I've been doing a lot of writing. The Lord just, as fast as I can put it down. I want you to have this many notes. But I mean, this revival, he called it. Let me see, two places now. The preaching of the cross is declaring the testimony of God.
Yes.
All right, turn to 1 Corinthians. Turn to 1 Corinthians. The preaching of the cross is declaring the testimony of God.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel a wind about to hit this place, boy. I got another voice I want to show you, but I know I'm going to lose you if I show it to you right now. I'm going to show it to you in a little. I'm going to show it to you in a minute. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." You see that? The testimony of God? What a Holy Ghost insight here. That the violent death of Christ was God putting his victory into the earth's realm. It was God testifying through the blood of his son. It was God testifying through the blood of his son. Testifying that you got the victory. Testifying that you have eternal life. And while you're here, you should live the abundant life. God dog it, I got the victory. See, now. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
All right, now that's, he says, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
Yes.
The testimony of God. Let me read to you again before I show you the other scripture. What a Holy Ghost insight here. That the violent death of Christ was God putting his victory into the earth realm. It was God testifying through the blood of his son.
Yes, sir.
God testified through the blood of his son. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 and 10 and 11, I think it is. 9 and 10. Just go to Revelation. I want you to see something. I want you to see something. I saw when the Lord showed me, I said, oh my goodness, God. Verse 9. Revelation 12 and 9, the great dragon was cast out. Who ready to cast the dragon out of their life? Every now and then he won't rise up again, you know. You need to understand the blood.
See,
when he see the blood, he got to go. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. Call the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He said again, he was cast out into the earth.
Yes.
And his angels were cast out with him. So he down here. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength." and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. You remember God's testimony a few minutes ago?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You remember God testifying in the blood
yes.
of his son?
Yes.
Are you ready to testify?
Yes.
That Jesus is alive?
Yes.
And that he lived in me?
Yes.
And that in him I live?
Yes.
I move and I have my being? Are you ready to testify?
Yes.
That I walk by faith, not by sight. So what you see going on is not really what's going on. It's only a temporary thing. Tell somebody it's temporary. If it's not to my favor, I'll take the blood and move it out of my life. Somebody say, I know it was the blood. We got to understand what's going on here. I hear the Spirit of God say, you're through drifting. From this night forward, you're going to be shifting. You'll be in control. Now, when you say in the name of Jesus, it has the power of the cross backing it up. See, Satan does not, he do not want us to know the power of the cross. So he wants us to lay it on the side for the resurrection. Can't do that. You can't take the root out and expect the tree to still grow. You cut the root off the tree not growing. You can plant it all you want, it ain't gonna grow no more. The root of your power is the cross. Listen, the resurrection was just delivering a package. I mean, look, all y'all let that went over your head? The root of your power is the cross. The resurrection was just delivering the package. Your sins were taken care of at the cross. Your deliverance was at the cross. The resurrection just delivered the package. See, don't change, how you say it, Lord? The deliverance for the delivery. Wait a minute, let me say it again, they missed that. Don't change the deliverance for the delivery. Who got it? Who got it? See, the cross is the one that produces the deliverance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
If you have something you've been dealing with that would not obey you, go back and talk to it again. This time, take that cross in the prayer room with you. Not a symbol, not an emblem, the real deal. You don't have to have one around your neck. You have to have it in your heart. Somebody ought to say this is the real deal here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, some of you are going to be lifted so fast in the places you've been trying to get, because the revival is on the inside of you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's suicide not to be crucified. It taken from you. It's suicide. Because you're walking right out there to the enemy. And he know you're not crucified. He know he can slap you. He know he can take from you. But if you walk out there with the anointing of the crucifixion on you, he recognize you're already dead. And you're alive not to die no more. Oh, glory to God. Said, I'm alive, not to die no more. You understand that?
Yes,
the enemy cannot rob from you anymore. Because you're carrying a cross with you on the inside of your heart.
Yes, sir.
And then when your heart come out, that cross come out with it.
Yes.
The power,
power,
the glory, the wisdom,
yes,
the grace,
grace,
the greatness,
grace,
the supernaturalness,
the supernatural
of God is with me all the time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll never lose another battle.
I'll
never fight another fight in fear.
I'm traveling with the glory of God.
In my hand.
In my heart.
In my mind.
I can't be defeated no more.
I'm not going to ever try to operate in grace.
Without the cross.
I never try to operate in the blood.
Without the cross.
I never try to step in the glory.
Without the cross.
Hey!
I'm stepping in glory tonight.
That which belongs to me.
I'm going to take it by force.
I'm wearing a strong anointing.
It's mine.
And I have it now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You shouldn't have never let me come here, Satan.
I find out tonight
how to fight the good fight
with the cross on my side.
Yeah, Jesus died for me.
But I died also.
He rose.
And I rose with him.
And I'm alive to the Spirit.
This night
is a night of victory
in my life.
My goodness.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Now, are you seeing this, though?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see a lot of my students out there in school. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
You see, because we talked about the cross, we may have thought that we were doing the nitty gritty. See? Now we know that wisdom, grace, and blood can't work without the cross.
Yes, sir.
See, the cross is the centerpiece of the supernatural.
I'll give you
a test here. Listen, the next time you're dealing with something, you just say, get your cross script and say, what about this right here? No, Satan, let's talk right here. Now, you're trying to, what about this voice right here?
He cannot stand up to the blood.
Now, he'll stand up to the name of Jesus without the blood.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm hurting you right now. Yeah. He'll stand up. You see, because the blood fulfilled the thing. See, Jesus preaching through me. It's Jesus talking to you. Jesus said, don't try to use my name without the blood. Don't try to use my name without the cross.
Don't try to use the scripture without the blood. God has a testimony, but he's not by himself. Matter of fact, God gave me the same testimony he has. Can you see it? There it is right there. Read it. Revelation 12. Glory to God. I got to find, I got to close. My. And they overcame him. All right, dance on the blood. Dance on the blood. Dance. Come on. They overcame him by the blood. Get a little blood dance. Get a little blood dance. Now notice next in that voice. God had a testimony. And God gave me the same testimony that he has. And by the word of their testimony, my testimony the same. 1 Corinthians 2:1. Go back and look at it. Wow! I got the same testimony. Same power.
Same life.
Same Holy Ghost.
Same
kingdom.
Same kingdom.
Same blood.
Same
grace.
Same
mercy.
Same
boldness.
Same
victory. You see 1 Corinthians? You see what it says?
Yep.
Decline the testimony. Now, Cooper Kandale Shah. Listen. Katalebo Shata. Listen. You move the testimony of God and look at, go back to Revelation, because the end of the voice got something to do too.
Yes.
And they love not their life. Die! There it is! Die! I don't have no face to say it when it comes to Jesus. Do you really love him?
Yes.
Give him everything then.
Everything.
God is not no part-time lover. You got to love him all the way. All your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. He's not a part-time lover. You can't get the love in this life. You can't get the loving thing more than you love him. How long you going to be on this pilgrimage down here? Life is like a vapor. You're here for a little while and you, I don't care if you live 140, you're still a little while. Go for it. Live long and strong. Go for it. Now let me show you something. Go back to 1 Corinthians. I'm gonna close in a minute. Go back to 1 Corinthians. Go back to 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still here?
Yes, sir.
Paul was a cross addict.
Yes, sir.
Look at this second verse. Now we're going from declaration to determination. Determined means it's something already decided. And I'm not changing my mind. Come hell or high water, I'm not changing my mind. I'm staying focused on you. I'm staying here. I'm staying here looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Who for this joy that was endured the cross, despised it. Where are you at now? Remember this. Turn to that scripture. You need to turn to that scripture. Hebrews 12, 2. Remember this. No matter what you're going through. Hebrews 12, 2. Look at this thing, man. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured what? Endured the cross. He endured the cross. You ain't gonna go with me here. When you got a problem, that's joy being set in front of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, boss.
Yeah.
Because count it all joy.
Come on.
When you fall in various trials and temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So anybody here dealing with something tonight, anybody out there dealing with something, something look like it's not going to get right, start shouting right now. Joy. I said joy has come to this house. Shout like it's not joy. Every problem bring joy with it. The joy is that it can't take you out. It can't defeat you. Because in order to defeat you, it got to defeat the cross, defeat Jesus, defeat his name, defeat the blood, defeat the Father, defeat the kingdom, defeat heaven, and no problem that big.
Ain't none.
Ain't nobody. See?
Come on with it.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. But look at him now. And he's sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see what being said to you here? If you learn how to stick with the cross, stick with your connection properly. Keep your eyes on him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now we know, I got to close. We know Satan can't take the cross out. He couldn't defeat Jesus. I'll talk some more about it tomorrow. He couldn't defeat him. The testimony here is Jesus gave his testimony. Paul gave it, for I'm determined. Not to know anything among you. To have Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
And I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. Spirit war, you see. And my speech and my preaching was not enticing words of man's wisdom. Dealing with cross wisdom.
Right.
Now he goes from declaring the testimony, determined not to know anything, to demonstration of the Spirit. Then he goes to proper develop faith. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Then he goes to design wisdom. And then he goes, how you get there? The Holy Spirit take you deeper. All right, sit down 5 minutes, write this down, then we'll go. Apostolic preaching of the cross revival. The preaching of the cross is not for to make sense. The preaching of the cross is a revolution aspect of God through revelation moving in the earth's realm. I've got to give you this because I'm not going to be able to get back to you. So as we preach this revival this week, we're not trying to make sense. Why? We're moving into a spiritual realm that man may know how to walk in the wisdom, the grace, the power, the glory, the sanctification, and the redemption of God. You got, and that's by the cross. And the Holy Spirit will have to help us during these times as we yield to the Spirit. See, a lot of time in the church, listen very carefully. the Holy Ghost told me this afternoon, a lot of time in the church, we're having a vibration and think it's a demonstration. See, because vibrations many times don't bring no results. But a real demonstration, when I see you the next time, something changed. Anybody tired of the same old, same old? All right. So, and the Holy Spirit, give me a minute, will have to help us during these times as we yield to the Spirit. On last night, we had tremendous revelation.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, I was looking forward for more to come forth to let us see the difference between the law on the front side of the cross and grace on the other side. But it all emanates from the power of Jesus Christ hanging on the cross.
Yes, sir.
To amplify the cross, there must be revelation.
Yes.
There must be anointing. There must be a yielding to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
When the cross is amplified,
yes, sir,
that means Jesus is magnified.
Yes.
And God is glorified. And the body of Christ is edified.
Yes,
so through these revelations, we must flow as we learn more about the cross, how that he nailed everything to the cross. And he said, everyone who wants to be free by choice, by believing in the finished work of Christ.
Yes, sir.
This is a week of testimony of God. Jesus Christ crucified is really the testimony of God. This is our testimony. We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and we love not our life unto death. So it's a combination, I'm almost through, of things happening in our life as we come to grip with the fact that the cross is the central factor of all spiritual activity. Oh, my God. Turn to one scripture with me again. Because I don't want to take this home with me because I tell me as soon as I get walk out of the pulpit, stuff start coming to me. John 12. I'm just going to, you can read the whole thing. Just turn there a minute. I'm going to read a verse or two because I'm going to give you this last point here. And you know I'm Baptist, the last point is. Didn't he close 3 times ago? John 12:28. Father, glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus then said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Verse 32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And this he said, signifying what death he should die, if I be lifted up. So I wrote down, this is cross talk. Jesus. Now listen very carefully. This is important. Pastor, y'all listen. Jesus speaking here of an apostolic transitioning and transferring of government through the power of the cross that is about to shut Satan down.
Yeah.
See, because if a remnant in the body of Christ get a hold of this thing right, a lot of things that Satan getting off with, he's not going to be able to get off with it anymore. So we must stop slinging the word, but nailing it to the cross. So that can be a manifestation of the resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet.